The grant, $75,000, is expected to fund what the city calls an aggressive and overarching climate planning objective to address underlying climate change threats. It will pay for a vulnerability assessment of the program approved by a task force studying climate change.
The time frame will basically be about a year. This will go through to July 2021. Some of the components of this vulnerability assessment will include certainly public workshops and city council workshops, which may or may not be virtual. We don't know yet.
Cynthia Cannon is the city's assistant planning director and applied for the grant. The process is an annual grant cycle and always very competitive.
So there is a list that FDEP announced last month, the cities that were awarded these grants. I want to say out of the state of Florida that there might have been maybe 20 plus grant awards. So we are very excited to be among that list.
Downtown Pensacola and areas to the southwest of Bayou Grande are some of the most vulnerable to flooding related to increasing sea levels. The project will also help the city's planning process move from conceptual to actual data. That, in turn, is expected to lead to recommendations for policy structures and decision-making.
The mayor is committed to recommendations from the task force and fulfilling those recommendations. We've been steadily making progress. This grant really helps us fulfill multiple points within those recommendations.
City Administrator Keith Wilkins adds they've been working on bringing attributes to the city, including the hiring of a sustainability coordinator, Mark Jackson, who will have a very broad range of environmental responsibilities.
To help the city with our greenhouse gas emissions, calculating those and their contribution to sea level rise, to help us as an organization calculate and improve our greenhouse gas emissions, our energy efficiencies, and energy usage. We also had recommendations from the Task Force for Climate Change, which this very specifically addresses.
However, some local environmentalists believe the grant and the plans don't go far enough. Christian Wagley with the group Healthy Gulf welcomes the money and Pensacola's increased work in planning for sea change. But
the city is still really lacking in taking action on the front side of this. The city needs to transition to renewable energy as rapidly as possible, to a level of 30% by 2030 and 100% by 2040.
That was the recommendation of a city adaptation and mitigation task force set up in 2018.
That task force was set up specifically with those two terms, mitigation and adaptation, both in their name, so that both would be treated equally. And so far, the city is really only doing the adaptation side of things, adapting to the changes, as opposed to the mitigation side of things, conserving energy and switching to renewable energy, which is what helps to prevent it in the first place.
10 Florida cities have declared renewable energy goals. The closest one to Pensacola is Tallahassee. Those goals are set for anywhere between 2030 and 2050. When Wagley served on Mayor-elect Grover Robinson's transition team, he pushed for a similar aggressive renewable energy goal.
Along the lines of 100% renewables by 2040 or so. I'm really excited to see this project for the city, but I think we've got to start spending more time on the mitigation side of things and that transition to renewable energy and not just on the adaptation.
More information about the Florida Resilient Coastlines Program, including a list of grant recipients, is at floridadep.gov. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.